From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Tunisia is on edge 3 days after extremists attacked the American embassy in Tunis. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley is in the Tunisian capital and reports that riot police surrounded a mosque where a firebrand cleric was preaching today.
Hundreds of fervent Islamists chanted slogans and shook their fists on the stairs and veranda of Tunis's Al-Fatah Mosque. Well-equipped riot police waited tensely several hundred feet away. Inside was a Salafist leader wanted by police over the clashes at the U.S. Embassy that killed 4 people and wounded 46. Many onlookers in the crowd said they supported Islamic law being imposed in Tunisia. We are all for Sharia. Islam is the solution for Arab countries and for everyone else too, says this group of men. The men say those who attacked the American embassy were justified because the anti-Muslim film was a provocation financed by the U.S. government and the Jews. Analysts say Tunisia's moderate Islamist government is having an increasingly difficult time reining in the seemingly growing number of religious extremists. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Tunis.
On the campaign trail today in Cincinnati, President Obama announced a new World Trade Organization case against China. The move comes amid election year barbs about U.S.-China trade policy and whether the U.S. has done enough to protect American workers. NPR's Scott Horsley has more.
President Obama is challenging Chinese subsidies that he says put U.S. auto parts makers at a competitive disadvantage. That's a potent message in Ohio, where more than 50,000 people work in the auto parts industry.
These are subsidies that directly harm working men and women on the assembly lines in Ohio and Michigan and across the Midwest.
Republican challenger Mitt Romney has accused the administration of not being tough enough with China. Romney dismissed this latest White House enforcement action as too little, too late. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Cincinnati.
Week 2 of a Chicago teacher strike finds parents still scrambling to make child care arrangements and the city of Chicago turning to the courts. Despite a tentative contract offer last week, teachers have decided to stay on strike. Teachers Union President Karen Lewis explained the problem.
The closing of 200 schools. That's what the big elephant in the room is with our members. That's where they are. They are concerned about this city's decision on some level, to close schools.
Mayor Rahm Emanuel is seeking a court order to force teachers back to class. 350,000 Chicago students have not yet been to school this school year. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is down 44 points at 13,550, the NASDAQ down 10. This is NPR. Police have arrested more than 100 Occupy Wall Street protesters as they took to the financial district in Lower Manhattan today. Today's the first anniversary of the movement's launch, and events are planned in several cities. In the U.S., the movement lost steam last year when authorities cracked down on protest camps. The U.S. Speed Skating Federation will address allegations that coaches have physically abused athletes. NPR's Howard Berkus reports 19 current and former short track skaters have signed complaints.
An attorney for the skaters says two are in the process of filing a police report in Utah, where U.S. Speed Skating is based and where the athletes train. Five of those filing complaints with the Speed Skating Federation and the U.S. Olympic Committee are Olympic medalists. 9 others are hoping to make the next Olympic team, but the skaters say they've been forced to abandon official training given the abusive behavior of coaches. Head short track coach Jae Soo Chun was suspended Sunday after he admitted in a statement that he had pushed a skater. Chun denies hitting or otherwise abusing athletes. U.S. Speed Skating says Chun remains on administrative leave until an investigation is finished. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.
Britain's Prince William and Catherine Duchess of Cambridge have initiated legal action against a French magazine for publishing nude shots of the former Kate Middleton. Paparazzi snapped the pictures as the couple vacationed at a private French chateau. The magazine is controlled by former Italian Prime Minister Berlusconi's publishing company, whose Italian gossip magazine has now also published them. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.